Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's the most random, ridiculous way you or someone you know got injured? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800 is the number to text or call. We would love to hear some of your stories on this one this morning. Now, just a quick trigger warning here, because I know it's still early. What I'm about to share with you guys is somewhat horrifying, okay?
Horrid.
Yesterday, I called a friend of mine. He told me his sister's in the hospital because of a freak accident. She bought her first home in Fairport, okay? Decided she thought it was a good idea to go outside on a Sunday and cut the lawn barefoot. And for whatever reason, I still can't figure this out. But my buddy told me his sister stuck her foot right underneath the lawnmower, I guess to try and remove something that got caught. And the blade took her toe and index toe clean off. The big toe and the one next to it.
I love that you called it an index toe.
It's what it is. It's your index
her
toe.
Her pointer toe.
That's what it's called. She called 911. The paramedic found her toe with the ring still on it.
Okay, she had a toe ring.
She had a toe ring.
Big toe ring girl.
Apparently.
Huge toe ring girl.
She has pretty feet. Unfortunately, they were not able to attach her toes back on. But the good news is she still has 8 out of her toes left.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. How traumatizing is that? And I started thinking about it, and I feel so bad for this girl. I would imagine this would be more devastating for some women than it would be for men. Women love to wear open-toe shoes,
yeah,
paint their nails.
Yeah.
It would still somewhat be devastating for men if they lost their toes, but we just throw on a pair of socks, cover it up, unless you're a foot model, in which case your career is completely down the toilet. But this poor girl, I'm like, how do you even get over that? That's PTSD. Is she ever going to cut the lawn again?
That's PTSD. No. I mean, at that point, hire out. At that point, absolutely hire out.
Hire out?
I mean, first of all, there's so many issues.
What would possess somebody to want to put their bare foot anywhere near a blade?
Does that probably hurt so incredibly bad, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to be a pleasant feeling, but also you must feel so silly.
You must feel, yeah, like I really messed up. I feel
so
stupid.
So dumb. I mean, I know it's not the best choice of words to use, but I mean, very mild incident took place over the weekend with me. I don't know if you've noticed, I have a black eye right here.
Oh, I see a mark. Yeah. Sure.
So I was braiding my hair, as one does, and I had like the ends and I wanted to like get them wet because they were like really just like out of control. So I wanted to wet them and just like smooth them out. And I bent over to put my hair in the faucet and I smashed my eye on the actual faucet itself.
The nozzy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's painful.
So I'm scream crying, obviously throwing my body on the ground. And my girlfriend's like, it's a small blemish.
It's a small blemish.
So dramatic.
You are. I'm surprised you didn't show up to work the next day in a neck brace.
It was
like
a lot.
Like one would do. Let's hear from some of our listeners this morning on some of the most random ways you were injured. Alyssa is texting in this morning. It says, burnt my forehead on my curling iron because I was trying to FaceTime and do my hair at the same time. I had a line across my head for 2 weeks. Oh, God.
Mine was always
like the skin off your forehead.
The forehead. Or when you do it on your neck and then everyone thinks it's like
a hickey. Yeah.
Like it's just the curling iron.
When was the last time you got a hickey?
Yeah.
Long time ago, right?
Yeah.
God, who's still giving each other hickeys as adults?
I know.
Let's grow up here.
It's a lot.
Morning, guys. One time I dropped my phone on my face while laying in bed, ended up with a bloody nose.
Oh, no.
I've done it. I didn't get a bloody nose.
We've all done it.
I've dropped my phone on my face so many times at night. It's stupid.
Yeah. And you feel, you're like, okay, this is This is a low point for me, for sure.
Oh, here's one from Joe. Joe can relate. Morning, guys. Moose, my father-in-law, who actually did landscaping and mowed the lawn for years, he chopped his fingers off by sticking his hand under the mower to pull out chunks of wet grass. We will never figure out what possessed him to do that. Why would somebody do that? I don't understand. Are you under the influence?
It's also like,
who's sticking their hand under a lawnmower when it's on?
Yeah, no.
What did you think was going to happen?
It's also like when people go and get something out of the oven and they just touch it and they don't even think about it.
I've done that.
Like,
I have done that.
Come on.
But I would not. I would never come close. And I cut the lawn all the time.
Not, you don't. Not, you don't even have a lawn. What are you talking about?
I go to my parents.
Because I do it all the time.
Listen, I cut the lawn for years growing up.
Cut the lawn like one time this summer at his parents. He's like, I do it like literally all the time.
I deal with the landscaping, okay? I'm just so confused on who would stick their toe and hand underneath a lawnmower when the blade's running.
I can't.
Fun fact, too, you guys. I found out after I heard this story that your pinky toe is one of the most important toes on the foot.
It keeps you balanced.
It keeps your entire body balanced.
That's why I'm always off balance, because mine doesn't touch the ground.
Yeah, Breezy's pinky toe points
airborne
straight up.
At all times.
It's like, where are you headed?
Thanks for flying JetBlue.
And that's your fun fact of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And Breezy, and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. 25.
If you are absolutely dying in this heat and you have underlying health conditions, well, this one might be for you. So listen up. Governor Kathy Hochul has launched a new program, helping New Yorkers with asthma stay cool this summer and manage their increased risk of health issues related to these scorcher temperatures, very high, record high temperatures. The Essential Cooling Program is an initiative to provide free air conditioners to people enrolled in the state's Essential Plan. And they're trying to look out for them and their asthma and their other underlying health issues. To qualify, people must meet the following requirements, which is be enrolled in the New York Essential Plan, have present asthma or experience asthmatic symptoms, and get a doctor's note as well. If you have not gotten a cooling unit in the last 5 years through another home energy assist cooling program as well, that is another qualification. But the deadline you can submit for this is August 31st, which obviously is probably when you're not going to need an air conditioner anymore. But this was being rolled out yesterday. So if this is you and you think you can benefit from this, let our girl Governor Kathy Hochul know.
Give Kathy the old texty 123. I think we've had some hot Septembers. They're still going to need air.
We definitely have, for sure.
Did you ever have asthma growing up?
No.
I was told I did.
Really?
Yeah, my pediatrician made me run a couple laps and then go up and down the steps. He's like, yeah, you're going to need an inhaler. I'm like, really? Okay.
You were like, I thought I was going to the doctor, not boot camp. He's like, drop down, give me 20. You're like,
yeah,
I don't
know. It was crazy. So I had to have an inhaler when I played soccer.
Did you use it?
Yeah, it had like
He's
one
like,
of those
no shot.
Big chambers at the end. But like when I was sitting the bench, I'd pass it down. Everybody on the team would take a hit.
Take a little huff.
Yeah, we would. Interesting. We're asking the question this morning, what is the one physical trait that's an automatic no when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear, everyone's got a line. For some people, it's height. Others, it's teeth or weird toes. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Where's the line between being honest about attraction and then being extremely judgmental? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the one physical trait that's an automatic nope when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear, Everyone's got a line.
Everyone does have a line. And if you cross that line, there it could be the point of no return.
That's true. For some people, it's height. Others, it's teeth. Weird toes. Some are missing a nipple. What is it for you? Be honest. What's the one physical trait that's an automatic no when it comes to dating? For me, I don't like gigantic eyelashes or bad skin. Or if they happen to have like an extra limb growing out their neck vertically. That too can be an automatic
no. Specific. He goes, I've had trauma with that in the past.
I'm not trying to be very... And you know, I'm not a very picky guy either.
That is not true.
What are you rattled about?
You are.
I know what I like. I know what I don't like. But you know what they say. It's very important to know what you don't want before you know what you want. We have Tracy on the line. Before I get to her, what's a trait for you that's an automatic no?
So my big two is teeth.
Teeth is big, yeah.
If you have jack-o'-lantern teeth, I'm so good.
Or the baby shark teeth. That could...
Yeah. I'm thinking of one person specifically. And bad eyebrows.
If you have
a unibrow, I'm so good. I'll pass.
Or the McDonald's arch. But, you know, speaking...
If you have a McDonald's arch or a unibrow, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
You know, people, it's just personal preference. I know we've talked about this before. If you're all gums, I like a beautiful smile. But if it's all gums and no teeth, eh.
It's giving my little pony. Yeah.
Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi.
What's the one trait in a person when you're dating that is an automatic absolutely not?
See ya.
Okay, listen. I already know I'm going to catch heat for this one, but I refuse to date a guy with a fat belly. Like, I just can't.
Pot belly Peter.
Oh, my God.
You're totally not into a guy with a fat belly, and I'm sure you maybe most likely speak for a lot of people, but go ahead. Tell us why.
No. So, he could be charming, rich, have a PhD in emotional intelligence, but if your stomach jiggles when you laugh, I'm out.
What do you want? Do you prefer, a six-pack, or do you just not want one of those, basketball tummies?
I don't want a basketball tummy. And some of these guys are just too young and are so young that they have a basketball for a stomach. And I don't get it. It's just, I just don't understand it. Why is your stomach like that? And who are you actually trying to sleep with? You're not going to put your stomach on my back. Oh my God. No, I can't.
I'm so, wow. Okay.
Right.
Where is it going to go? I can't.
I'm trying to envision the stomach. Is it they could be wearing a fake pregnancy bump type of bump? Or is it
Yeah, you ever see even some of the really.
Matter.
They're really old.
No, not even. Scary. You ever see really thin guys? And they just have this really big.
Why
tummy.
Do they have that?
You know,
how does that even happen?
Genetics.
What are they gonna do with it? Yeah.
Probably drinking, not eating great.
Yeah, that is.
They look like they're 4 months and 6 months, and then you have the jiggly one.
All right, so
that's
Tracy, I'll put you down, Tracy, for a physical trait that's a no.
No basketball stomach.
Appreciate you calling in.
Wait, no, I have one more.
Of course you do.
What else could you possibly say?
I actually have a few, but...
All right, give me one more.
All right, any guy who has no upper lip is also a deal breaker for me.
Oh, my God.
I mean... Yeah, this is a real one for me. If you don't have an upper lip, I'm sorry, I can't. If your lip disappears when you smile, it's giving thumb with teeth. And, I don't want a man with a full face.
It's giving what?
Thumb with teeth.
Thumb with teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so yes.
I love them in Spy Kids.
A thumb with teeth. That's what they look like when they have no upper lip.
Yes.
Okay.
I need a man with a full face, not one where his nose... just drops straight into his mouth. I've got standards, and I just don't mean to sound mean, and I'm sorry, but I don't know what's worse, that belly or no lip.
You like what you like, you know?
Yes,
let me throw an audible here for 1 second. If you were to go out with a guy, What do you think one trait or personal thing about you would be that they might not like?
You personally.
My attitude.
No, I want to know physically.
Oh, physically?
You got, be honest, Tracy. You got a basketball tummy?
Yeah, you
got to
be honest.
Not at all. Go ahead. Tell. What is it? I hear crickets right now. Tell us what it is.
Because I'm trying to think. Like, I'm just.
You're that perfect.
I'm not perfect, but, like, I'm almost.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Right. You can't think of one thing.
Probably like my knees, like my not knees or something. I don't know.
You're okay. This is where I end the call. That was ridiculous.
She's grasping at straws.
Your knees. That's what you came up with? Come on, Tracy. Don't make me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good day.
Day. I'm dead.
she's a trip.
She's a fun one. For
all
sure.
Right, guys, let's get to some of your messages that are just pouring in right now.
Okay, this person says a man with skinny girl hands is an absolute turn off.
You know they're not giving a firm handshake. You know that. Amy says, I once dated a guy who didn't have a chin. It was just missing, and I don't know where it went, but I was really turned off. Marcus was listening to the call and says, hey, what's up, guys? I'm 5'6", so apparently I'm an automatic no for half of Rochester women. But, hey, if any women listening have no upper lip, maybe we can struggle through life together. Okay.
Imagine kissing.
Julie, speaking of hands, Julie says, anyone with short thumbs?
Yeah.
Carly says, I can't date anyone with really dirty fingernails. It's an automatic no.
Have you ever seen someone with a toe thumb?
Yeah, I think that's a condition. I think that's a condition.
Really? I thought it was just genetic.
Well, like the alien fingers? Like where the thumbs are really big?
Their thumb is like, it's not a square. It's more of like a rectangle.
Round. It's rounder. Yeah, I think that's a condition.
Yeah.
Moose and Breezy, it's Mario. What's up, ladies? Say dad bods are gross, but the same ones begging for cuddles when it's cold out. You can't have it both ways. Also, Tracy is wild for that no lip comment. Yeah.
People, I thought dad bods were back in. No?
I don't.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
The dad bods are back in. It's summer. It's the one thing I don't want. Do I have a dad bod?
I don't
know.
Be
honest.
I mean, listen, we just did the weigh-in a couple weeks ago. And you were thriving. You were down 20 pounds. But, I mean, we haven't checked in since then, so.
That was 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.